Welcome back to our ACX podcast series, Shifting Gears into Digital Transformation. My name's Jacqueline, and I'm here with Fabian from Otto Cyberworks. Thank you all for tuning in today. We're really excited to talk about our new ACX services and solutions. So Fabian, you want to get started and give us a quick run through of the new ACX services and solutions that we're providing?
Absolutely. As mentioned before, Jacqueline, ACX Otto Cyberworks is the digital cyber solutions marketplace for automotive retailers. Our product and services incorporates kiosks, incorporates cybersecurity packages. We have AI, artificial intelligence phone systems. We have AI, artificial intelligence camera systems. We have tracking pods, and we are actually working on a CRM tool that we can be releasing to the automotive dealers pretty soon too as well.
Awesome. So I think the one service that I'm most interested in is the new ACX kiosk. So do you want to go into detail about that and really explain where the need for a dealership kiosk has come from?
Absolutely. So during this past year with COVID, there was many restrictions put on dealerships in terms of in-person contact, and they wanted to limit that interaction. So we developed with a retailer the ACX kiosk, which eliminates any kind of human contact from the consumer to the retailer. It is integrated into their system. It is the only kiosk where I'm comfortable to say that has a cybersecurity component. So we protect our clients' information too as well. But what it does, like I said, it helps transition to the consumer's needs moving forward to limit their time and, you know, just to make it more convenient.
I like that. So by implementing the ACX kiosk into dealerships, it'll assist the dealerships in streamlining all of their services while maintaining and protecting their clients' personal information.
Absolutely. Now, to further on that, so in terms of the dealership, we have one of our clients who have actually considered their kiosk an actual service advisor. So the consumer comes in, inputs their information, what service they're going to be required, drops off their keys, and out they go. That information is then directed into the internal database for the service department and followed through, and the consumer receives updates via text and also gets a notification of who exactly will be handling their vehicle. So there is still a contact method of an individual looking after you. It's not just digitally.
Yeah, you're not just dealing with a robot, but connects everything seamlessly. So as a person who owns a car and has to go to the dealership, I'm saving so much time. I log my car information in and then I go. I don't have to sit there and wait. I don't have to, you know, make an appointment. I just go in there, clickety clack, I'm good to go.
Exactly.
I love that ACX is focusing on time sensitivity. That's such a huge factor.
Well, right now, you know, the greatest commodity out there in all businesses, not just the automotive, is time. And if we as a organization can show our consumers that we value their time and, you know, we appreciate, you know, that they're dealing business with us, I think it'll go far. Now, another aspect that one of our partners have done is they've incorporated the kiosk into their delivery process. So you're picking up a new vehicle, you're walked down to the service department, and you yourself input your information into the kiosk. So it gives it a little bit of a personal touch, and it also initiates the client to see how progressive their dealership of choice is actually turning out. So not only is it a benefit for the service side, it's also, like I said, being incorporated into the sales side for the full delivery experience and letting their clients know that they're considered, quote unquote, like a VIP.
That's so interesting that the kiosk can do so many factors. It's not just like a recording information, like, oh, I'm here for my appointment, but it covers from step A all the way to Z. That's
exactly
awesome.
And one of the benefits that we have over 100 kiosk sizes and styles available. So we've actually custom done our kiosk to actually fit a dealer group that involves all of their 12 dealerships, although they're different brands. And we've also went OEM brand specific, where we can tailor suit each OEM with their own look. So it gives a little bit of flexibility. We're not just a big, you know, intrusive pop machines size. Mm-hmm. We're very compact, and we have the flexibility to give the retailer, the dealership, exactly what they want, as opposed to, here, this is what it is, pick. We can actually kind of custom make it for them. So it's a real benefit that way too as well.
Yeah, so that'll benefit our larger dealerships and much smaller dealerships as well, because you have that ability to design your kiosk to best suit your image, your needs, your reputation.
It helps them with brand awareness and their own marketing tools too as well. So yeah. I know a lot of retailers are looking at that. So our kiosk, which came in to be a service tool, is now being used as a sales tool, is now being used as a marketing tool. And the stages with the kiosk, it's, you know, the growth potential is remarkable. There's so many things that can be added on at any given time. Payment cycles, scanning your information just by a digital card. There are so many different things that can be used, and even pulling into the dealership and maybe connecting to the kiosk by your phone. So there's so many different components that we can use as we move forward. But right now it's serving a good process, and we hope to see a lot more of them in your friendly neighborhood retailer.
I'm really excited. That'd be so awesome to walk into a dealership and enter your information into the kiosk. It's really exciting. So I think our title, The Shifting Gears into Digital Transformation, is actually going full circle now, and we are transforming the automotive industry, which I just think is amazing.
Literally shifting gears.
Literally, yeah. I love that. So I think that's all of the time we have for today. So thank you all, everyone, for tuning in. Our next podcast will be out in a couple of weeks, and we're looking forward to going into more detail about our other services and solutions and answering some questions as we go through. So thank you all for tuning in. I'm Jacqueline. We have Fabian. And if you have any questions, just contact Fabian through the email provided on the last slide of our podcast. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Thanks, Jacqueline.